Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW for the remainder of the month. And then beginning next month, we will be moving to 10:30 p.m. on Sunday nights. And now it's time to continue on with the Stan Freberg shows that we've been doing, sort of an overview of the work of Stan Freberg, with Stan as my co-host, helping me to introduce and explain some of these wonderful records. And if you're a collector, this is the one to tape, because I think this entire show consists of records which were never on albums and which were only issued as poorly distributed 45s back in the 50s. And the rarest of all these items is what we're going to start off with. This sort of falls under the category of old business, because in the first show, Stan talked about a record that he made, which was a satire of Arthur Godfrey, which the record company wouldn't let him release, and which languishes in the vaults to this day. And he said that even he didn't have a copy of it, but we got a phone call from a listener by the name of Dana Snow, who tipped me to the fact that it appeared, or at least an excerpt from it, appeared in a CBS Radio Workshop presentation from the 50s. And thanks to Bob Lyons for supplying us with a copy of that. And so now, before we get on with the rest of the show, let's start off with Stan Freberg introducing this excerpt from his takeoff on Arthur Godfrey.
Here's part of a satire which Dawes Butler and I wrote, but never recorded, and which you are about to hear for the first and last time.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, well, away, 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 gee whiz, it's a nice day.
That's right, Arthur.
Well, you look like you had a good night's sleep, lad.
That's right, Arthur.
It's a pretty tie you're wearing.
That's right, Arthur. That's right, Arthur.
Oh, I just cleared my throat is all. See, I was over to the Douglas factory the other day. They had a 1 cent sale. You buy one DC-3 for $100,000, you get the other one for a penny. I think you folks can still get in on it if you hurry right over.
That's right, Arthur.
Say, how about a tune from Frank? You want to sing Frank?
Yes, I do, and my name is Frank.
Oh, it's Frank as far as I'm concerned.
Frank!
Say, guess who we had warming up in the audition pen this morning?
Who?
Morton Downey.
Call me Frank!
Okay, all those in the cast who want to see my new Honolulu movies, hold up your leg irons.
There isn't time, Arthur. The program's almost over.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I think I got time for one joke. You see this ukulele? They bought it with no strings attached. What's that? What's that noise?
It was me, Arthur. I was drinking a glass of noodle soup when you told that last joke. I wasn't able to laugh in time, so I did the next best thing. I gargled.
See, that's thinking on your feet. Only the quick thinkers stay with me. Hey, you with the freckles, you're fired. Oh, that's me. I'm looking in the mirror.
That's right, Arthur.
We'll see you Monday, folks. If you want to have some fun over the weekend, get out and build your own airstrip. It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Sing it, Arthur.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on a trail of the lonesome pine.
Which presidential campaign did Abe Snake run in?
Ran in the campaign where Eisenhower was running against Adlai Stevenson, I think.
It's 56, I think?
Something like that, yeah, sir.
Get any votes, you think?
I don't know. That was a really outrageous record. Jeez, I remember they had a big parade for me up in Portland, Oregon. And you know, the best politician money can buy, that was one of my lines. And
set up slot machines on Pennsylvania Avenue. Besides that, in the Senate, I'll install a burlicue. I'll put a floating crap game in the Hall of Justice, too.
Hey, Snake for president.
Now, when I get to Washington, I'll introduce a bill to subsidize the bookies and to bring back vaudeville. I'll know each crook what comes to town and catch him at their crime. I did 10 years myself, boy, I can spot him every time.
snake for president. Dave Snake for president. He isn't a Republican, he ain't a Democrat. He never was a general and he never sold a hat. But he's just what this country needs, a circus acrobat. Dave Snake for president.
Hey, Abe, do a couple of backflips for us.
Glad to! I'll set up beds in Congress so the members can relax. They'll guarantee attendance. I'll run wires to all the tracks. I'll do away with taxes. I'll use roulette wheels instead. I'll have it fixed so the government will come way out ahead. I'll redo the White House in a flowered calico. The furniture can stay, boy, but the piano's gotta go. If I don't make much salary, I'm not afraid of that. Cause if I get elected, well, there's other ways to skin a cat. I have been openly attacked by my opponents who keep hollering, look at Snake's record. So go on down and look at it. If it's all right with my parole board, it's all righty with me. I know the law. I'm a member of the Bar Association. Just ask any bartender in the country. If elected and Congress asks me, President Snake, what about them foreign countries that owe us money? I'll say, let's flip them for it. Double or nothing. You can cheer me now and then, boys. And what's more, I'll be the best darn politician that money can buy. Just remember, put your confidence in a man who's a real confidence man. Abe Snake. Hit it, boys. If you've got too much money, I will fix it so you're flat. Or if you're tired of living, I can put a stop to that.
Abe Snake for president!
Abe Snake didn't have much impact on that election then, huh?
No, not too much. It just reminded everybody what a big joke politics was, you know, and still is. Jeez.
Well, speaking of politics, the most overtly political record that you put out was something called Point of Order. Now, you say in your book, It Only Hurts When I Laugh, that record isn't one of your favorites at this point because of some interference. How was it originally done as opposed to the way it sounds now?
I can't remember the exact lines, but there were lines in there that got cut out by the legal department. I was doing the Senator McCarthy character. Yeah, point of order, please. This circus, how long was this circus continuing? And that's, of course, just the way McCarthy sounded at the time. You know, actually, the most startling thing about that record is not the fact that it was a really best-selling thing at the time, but the fact that I did it at all during the McCarthy era, you know, mm-hmm. in the middle of the McCarthy. It's one thing for Woody Allen to make a movie called The Front 20 years after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm not putting down what he did, but I mean, it would have been tough to make that right at the time.
Yeah, it would have been impossible.
Impossible, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to the committee room, where Baba Black Sheep is being investigated at the subcommittee shearings. He is accused of receiving a special shearing instead of being clipped with the rest of the flock. The next voice you will hear is that of the counsel.
And now, Mr. Sheep, will you or not tell the committee your full name?
Baba Black Sheep.
Now, Mr. Black Sheep,
point of order.
I see here,
point of order.
I understand that
order,
you have
Mr.
been
Chairman,
accused.
Have a point of order.
Excuse me, do you have a point of order, Senator?
Yes, how long? How long? Give me the pitch, boy. There's the note right there. How long must this needless browbeating of this poor sheep go on?
But I have...
Let me finish.
But I have only asked him his name so far.
Let me finish. I object to your inhuman treatment.
But don't you see, Senator, he is inhuman. He is a sheep.
Oh, drop it.
I will ask you now. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool?
I did have, but I've been sheared, and I'm cold.
Do you realize that you have not answered my last question?
Could I have the last question read?
All right. Do you or not possess a quantity of a fibrous substance which grows on or about your back and from which, as well as being used in the manufacture of garments, a byproduct known as lanolin is made for the hirsute adornment of the human race? Now, I think you can give me a simple yes or no answer on this.
Yes or no?
Point of order.
Would you tell the subcommittee how many bags full?
Point of order.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full.
Point of order.
Now, let's see.
Point of order.
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 Oh, I am in good voice today.
Objection, Mr. Chairman. Like the last statement stricken from this record, he is in a lousy voice.
Well, be that as it may.
Point of order, let me speak. Point of order, let me finish. Point of order, point of order, point of order. How much longer must this circus continue? I think we're entitled to, drop it.
Now, Mr. Sheep, how did you dispose of these 3 bags of wool?
One for my dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I think anyone who would rhyme dame and lane is a bad risk.
What are you, with me or against me?
Mr. Sheep, in this photograph of you, the dame, and the little boy down the lane, has anybody been cut out?
Yes, my master. He's been cropped.
And what did he do with his bag of wool?
He had it made into long red underwear.
Now we're getting somewhere. Isn't it a fact you said under oath he had it made into red underwear? Is that true?
Have I denied it?
Were you ever, or are you now, a pink?
I am now. I ain't got no wool on. I'm freezing.
Senator, before the sheep catches his death, let's join our voices in the Baba song.
I refuse to sing on the grounds it is an inexcusable rhyme.
But, Senator, we got to end this record somehow.
But
from the top, boys.
Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for my master, one for my dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Of course, we never referred to it as the McCarthy era during that time. I mean, I don't recall people saying, well, here we are halfway through the McCarthy era. You know, it came later. The same way we didn't refer to World War II as World War II necessarily in the beginning. You know,
certainly didn't refer to World War I as World War I.
No, although Lawrence Welk one time actually said, reading the cue card in front of him, "And now for a medley of songs from World War I." That's true. I didn't make that up.
That's terrific.
Yep. You know, I always loved the Lone Ranger, and I even did a television commercial starring the original Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore, and Jay Silverheels, the Indian, for Geno's Pizza Rolls one time. But back when I was making single records for Capitol, I thought, well, what if I do a takeoff on The Lone Ranger? But what would I do to make it different? So I thought, well, how about a psychiatrist who rides around the country and his saddle opens up into a couch and he analyzes people? So that's how The Lone Psychiatrist came to be.
And this, of course, features the late, great Dawes Butler.
Dawes Butler, that's right, absolutely.
Out of the Mayo Clinic into the west with the speed of light and a cloud of dust, the lone psychiatrist rides again. Near the little town of Nervous, New Mexico, a masked man and an Indian press forward into the gathering twilight.
Hurry, pronto. Press forward into the gathering twilight.
Kimoslavi.
Gotta get to the Wonderland Ranch before midnight if I'm going to straighten out Grandpa Snyder.
What you gonna do?
A little psychoanalysis in Wonderland.
Ugh, lousy pun.
Watch yourself, Pronto. It's not too late to get Jeff Chandler.
Look. Stranger up ahead.
Yes, good. I'll ask directions. Whoa, big fellow. Whoa. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, Dave. How come that you're wearing a mask? Going to a party?
No, the reason
I... Because I dearly love parties.
No, the reason I wear it is so no one will know me.
At the party, you mean?
No, there is no party. Can you direct me to Grandpa Snyder's?
Grandpa Snyder's?
That's the party.
I thought you said there weren't no party.
There isn't, Grandpa Snyder. Which way?
Well, it's about 2 hoots and a holler down. How come that Indian's riding on a cow?
Well, where could you get a cab this time of night? Whoa, big fellow. Whoa, whoa. Greetings. I am the lone psychiatrist. Are we headed right for Grandpa Snyder's?
Yep, dead ahead. Can't miss it. Going to the party, eh?
No, there is no party.
Say, how come that big white horse of yours cackles instead of whinnying?
He has a complex. He thinks he's a chicken.
Well, you're the lone psychiatrist. Why don't you straighten him out?
I would, but I need the eggs.
Look, Grandpa. Yonder comes a masked man riding a horse and a cow riding an Indian. Wonder why it's riding the Indian.
Well, where could you get a cab this time of night?
Howdy, folks. You must be Mrs. Snyder.
Speaking. And this is Grandpa.
He's the one I've come to see.
What for? To straighten me out?
Partly.
I thought you said there weren't no partly.
There weren't. I mean, partly.
Say, how come your mask has got a little bitty glass window in it?
Because on my lunch hour, I go skin diving.
I'll accept that.
Mr. Psychiatrist, about Grandpa, he thinks he's a Great Dane, and I can't tell him no different.
I see. How long have you been obsessed with this idea?
Ever since I was a pup.
Well, just lie down here on the couch.
Oh, she don't like me to get up on the couch. I'm supposed to stay in my basket.
That's nonsense. You're no more a dog than I am.
Here, have a bone.
Thanks, I'll bury it later. Now, repeat after me. I am not a Great Dane.
I'm not a Great Dane.
I am Grandpa Snyder.
I am Grandpa Snyder. Hey, Ma, I'm well, I'm well.
I'll leg horn away!
Oh, he's gone, and I wanted to thank him.
Who was that masked man, anyhow?
Beats me, but I'm well.
You are?
Sure. Feel my nose.
Then the old Paola Roll Blues. This, to my taste, is about as vicious as you ever got.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope so. I mean, this, I wouldn't want to be any more vicious than this. It's interesting. It's a two-sided record, and the first side is not so vicious. Well, maybe it is. Do you think the side one is vicious?
It's funny. I've thought of it as one piece.
As one piece. Okay. Just well,
split arbitrarily.
Let's just say as it gets toward the end, it gets a little more vicious about that kind of music, you know, that I still am not wild about. I mean, I'm a jazz freak, you know, and the people that I always loved, you know, were Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald and Buddy Rich. And
this record did not do too well.
Didn't do too well. Are you kidding? That's the overstatement of the year.
The P word.
Yeah, it's because of the P word. Exactly right. If I had not mentioned the P word, which is payola, of course, in this record, the thing could have taken off because it was a very funny record, if I do say so. This is some of my best work is in this record.
Unless you like rock and roll.
Unless you like rock. Even if you like rock and roll. Listen, they just played that the other morning. I was on KRLA. Charlie Tuna loves this record. But, I mean, you know, he came out of rock and roll, man. Even the rock and roll freaks recognize this. I mean, they'll defend to the death my position, you know, because they respect me.
Well, let's let our audience decide.
Well, they can decide, yeah. I love the sound effects that I put in this thing where, we had the screaming machine, and then the screaming machine escalates into a much bigger crowd they may recognize. So let's just hear it.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Hold it, hold it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid!
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good, come with me. Say, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now, you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're going to be a big record star.
Ooh-ooh.
Hey, that's good, too. Throw that in. Now, here we go.
High school. Ooh-ooh. High school. Ooh-ooh. High school. High school. High school.
What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where will we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my adenoids taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
All right.
He's the king.
All right,
boy.
All right. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry, will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button, Panicsville. Here, listen. Will you get out of that drummer's lap?
Wow, he bent my cymbal, man.
Now, here's some variations. Whoops, wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Well, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, woo-hoo, and he said he's going to make me a big record star. But he says, I can't sing, woo, he says, it doesn't matter, woo, he said, you've got a pretty face and a pompadour. What you doing with that stick, man? I don't need anything but a pretty face, woo, and long black hair to toss, woo, with the possible exception of Blue Cross.
Oh, perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now on the other side of the record.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old paler old blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that? That's an insult to my integrity.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion.
No.
See what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Let's just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. Listen.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, woo-hoo!
Oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Oh, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played, only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price, but that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh-Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 Obscurity Records. Goodbye, 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 you overnight one-shot. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing.
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you nasal obstruction. But paved your way to this church.
Sure, Chef Mabel, since he wasn't able, I told her, listen, Mama, don't you?
So long, music, parasite.
So long, Tin Pan, amateur night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
And there you have it. That was Stan Freberg's The Old Payola Roll Blues, both sides of that. And before that, The Lone Psychiatrist. And before that, we heard Point of Order and Abe Snake for President. And what else? I think that's about it. Special thanks for these Freberg shows go out to Stan Freberg, of course, the author of It Only Hurts When I Laugh, available in bookstores now. Donna and Donovan Freberg for their help. Suzanne Wickham and Diane Faust from Times Mirror Publishers. Bob Lines and Dana Snow for helping to get that thing that we used at the beginning of the show, the Arthur Godfrey piece. Eric Myers and Bob Carlson for engineering assistance. And special thanks to Brian Burney of A1 Record Finders in Hollywood for the loan of much of this stuff. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be covering Stan's advertising career, the United States of America, his CBS radio show, and a few other little odds and ends, such as Omaha, next week. And that's about it. Don't forget that starting in the month of April, this show will be heard on Sunday nights at 10:30, and I hope you'll follow me there. So that's about it. Until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.